Good Morning Angels. Jacaranda FM.
Our special guest on the show this morning is none other than Nkosinathi Emmanuel Moyo, the narrator.
Yay!
Come on.
How are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
Good, thank you. Good to meet you. Your story actually went viral a couple of years ago. People spoke about it, and we also published it here on our side. People noticed you because of your dad, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me the story quickly.
I've been doing design since I was in grade 9.
Fashion design.
Fashion design.
Yeah.
I started in the street with my friends, just doing it for funny. And then I fell more in love with it. Using scraps, denim, and everything that is around me. Mm-hmm. I started creating with hand needle, because my parents couldn't afford to buy me a machine.
Nice.
So I took a hand needle just to create bags. And I started to sell bags in high school. In high school, I was selling bags for my friends and everyone that was around me by that time. When the time goes on, I made money to buy a machine. Mm-hmm. And then when I bought a machine, it happened that now I'm starting to design clothes for real.
Ooh.
And then, by that time, I was in grade 11. I was really making photo shoot in the street, collaborating with photographers that were around my circle, posting on Facebook, posting on Instagram. I told my father I want to study fashion. And directly I want to study fashion at Stadio.
Yes.
Because Stadio has been my dream school.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah. So my father's at the moment you can't afford fees at Stadio. But I will try. I'll come back from work, just stand in a robot where people they can see me. I'll be having your pieces.
Wow.
And then
raise
funds for you to go study fashion.
What a guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that how he reacted when you said you go up to your father and says, I want to study fashion design?
Mm.
And he said, I want to be helpful.
Yeah.
Your mom?
My first bag that I've made, my mom, she was the first person to wear it in public.
Aww.
So it gave me a lot of confidence.
Yes.
When she was attending her prayer session, she'll go with her the bag that I've made.
Yes.
Brag around her friends and be this was made by my son.
Oh.
So that was the best feeling for me.
That is just incredible. And one of the people that saw the article, or maybe even saw your dad at the traffic light that day, is the person who wrote to us. I think her name is Lana Brunner.
Me and Lana were very close. We talk every day.
Okay.
Even when the story was published. along the way it happened that Alicia, the one that she was paying for my fees at Stadio, her company couldn't continue to pay. And then Lana had a message. I remember I was in class when I got a message that they can't afford to pay my fees anymore.
Mm.
She was like, Nkosinathi, do not worry. Only thing that we can do, just focus on your studies. Me and my husband will try and see how we can support you, focus on your studies, and just be a better version of yourself.
When a guy like yourself goes into fashion design, did you ever get negative comments?
When you're doing fashion, you must expect negative comments along the way, because fashion is something that is new, especially if you're very talented. You mustn't expect beautiful comments all the way. Some people, they'll work so hard to bring you down. It's just ask me, what is your tattoo in your head written?
Yes.
I wrote this tattoo last year that I'm the greatest, and it's in the back of my head. I cannot see it. But everyone who's behind me can see it.
Look at you.
Everyone who's behind me can see the tattoo.
Now.
So whenever you're trying to throw X so hard and throw negative comments, you must just read it.
Yeah, read back in my head.
Back my head that I'm the greatest. Yeah.
I love that. You just turn your back on negativity and they can read.
Definitely. Yeah. That's what I do.
I'm already loving you as a fashion designer because you're wearing black on black. Layers of black and it's amazing.
Have you looked at the quality though of that actual work? It is absolutely phenomenal.
I feel so stupid because I knew you were coming in today, so I thought, you know what, you've got a fashion designer coming in, don't just go and do your normal black thing. Put some color in. So I wore this white thing.
You
he
do.
Comes in wearing black. I'm like, yes, my kind of designer. The quality looks amazing. Did you make this entire outfit?
Everything that I'm wearing, from jewelry to down.
Oh.
I made it, yeah.
That is world-class quality that you are actually wearing at this moment in time.
On.
Yeah, I know.
What do you need going forward? Why did Lana write to us?
Lana wrote the letter to you guys so that I can be funded to continue my school. As I've mentioned, that Lana and her husband, they're working so hard to pay the fees.
Mm.
But then the situation sometimes is not good as it looks. So Lana wrote to you guys so that I can get help in terms of funding. And also other things in terms of paying for my accommodation and other things that will make me continue to be a fruitful student.
Yes, so you're going to your third year now?
I'm in my third year now.
We have amazing listeners and incredible supporters to our show in the station. I'm going to give you 100,000 rand.
Oh. Say it again?
From our Good Morning Angels Fund, 100,000 rand towards your tuition fees to enable you to finish your third year.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And have some spending money.
Yeah. So go and get them.
Yeah.
You've got the talent. You've got an amazing family and support. Yeah. You've got the drive. You've got the attitude. You've got everything going for you. You should go right to the top. We are with you on this journey. So you are going to finish your third year. Call your mom, your dad. And I also quickly, just while we are on the topic, I want to get someone on the line here quickly. Lana?
Yes.
I believe you're sitting in Queensland, Australia. Listen, we have in studio, I believe the two of you have grown quite close, and I can see why. He's such a talented young man. And Kosinati in studio with us this morning. So good morning to him.
Oh, hey, Manuel. Are you excited?
Hey, Lana. I'm very excited.
You must be incredibly proud because he's doing so well.
He is an inspiration, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do with his future.
Thank you very much for joining us on the line, Lana. And thanks for writing to us.
Thank you, guys.
You were the first angel.
I'm so appreciative for everything you've done.
Super. Thanks, Lana. Cheers, eh? Bye. You should have a store. I think people should have come and see all the amazing things you showed us on your phone this morning. Good luck with your studies.
Yes.
And keep going. And just your family. I just love them so much. What's your dad's and your mom's name?
My dad, like, is Lucky.
Okay.
Lucky Masango. My mom, like, is Maria Mpomoyo.
So, well, to Lucky and Maria, you've raised a great son. And I can tell why, because you're great people.
Thank you. And he really is the greatest, as his tattoo says.
That's right. Come on. Kosinati. Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast. Breakfast. With Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.